Hey everybody, this is Ron Amatron. This is our Creation Lightship program, and tonight is our healing program and also for paranormal activity. So if you had any paranormal activity around and you'd like to talk about it, we have call-ins tonight. And what we could do, had a request for a future type clearing, okay? So the light only works in the now, so how do we go into the future? Well, very simple, much like your billboard clearing. You'd have to go into the dark side program that would be in your future to affect your life on a certain day. So what we're going to do now is a future timeline crash. This will take you off a timeline that you could be there that might give you problems. So I need you to think of a situation, maybe in the future, could be in the next week here, that you would like to do. Maybe you're planning to go for a job interview on maybe Wednesday or something. Maybe somehow you're doing some traveling and you like your trip to be safe. So we'll do 3 days of this here for everybody. So you have to select the day, and we'll just do them in consecutive order. So what we're going to do now is go into the future on the timeline. Remember, the timelines are already created. And if you're new or listener, you might say, gee, if the light works in the now, then why are we going into future timelines? Because that's the darkness. Well, it's because you're going to be living those. Remember, the darkness can take your past emotional stuff on a timeline and like copy and paste it into a future timeline to recycle something. And so this happens a lot, especially when you get together with relatives, maybe on your birthday or maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas, And so what they do is take the events from the last year, and maybe you had a confrontation with a relative, and you only see him once a year. It could be a younger brother or sister or something like that, or they're older than you. And they put you into a box when you were maybe 8 years of age. The last time you saw them, maybe last Christmas, we'll say, they pushed your buttons again, you know, probably for the 10th time, and you got really upset. And now they're waiting for Christmas to come about this year to really whack you a good one because you got them last year. Well, you know, this is a good thing to do, is to do the timeline crash for that, which will take both of you off a timeline of confrontation. So I think you all understand what's happening. So we're going to be using the dark side script here because they just create programs. The programs really don't have anything actually, in a sense, negative controlling them. It's already recreated, just like your computer program in your computer. So in a sense, we're going to, I guess we could say put a light virus in it for you. So we're going to put this in there so that you're able to do this here. So what we need to do is think of a day that you're going to be having something happen next week. We'll do the first day. So if you're traveling, you may want to have a safe trip, maybe on an airplane or something. So you can put that in so that that day is covered. You want to go with your fears, okay? So here we go. We're going to crash that. I'll count to 10. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's pretty heavy. Again, you might want to think of another issue here. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now next we're going to do the next day. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, this is great. So here we go. Third day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke, everybody. So we'll see if our co-host is on out there. So are you out there, Carrie?
Yes, Ron, I'm out here. Hi, thank you, and welcome, everybody, to Friday Night on BBS. Ron will be doing his Q&A tonight, but if you have questions and you would like to call into the show, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, the toll-free number is, we're on Station 2 tonight, so it's the numbers under Station 2, the Station 2 play button, excuse me, and that's 888-429-5471. That's line 1, it says. Well, no, that's the 888 number. Okay. And then probably line 3 or 4, I'll give out 4, and that's 530-413-4511. And the Q&A, I'll just mention that number right now, which will be in about 55 minutes right after the show here, is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009, and then the pound sign. Let's see. There's also the call-in number if anyone is having problems with the sound. I see there's someone on the fast chat. Janice actually is saying no sound, and I'll try and... okay, so Pauline is saying that the phone access number has no sound either. So I guess, Seth, if you can hear us, maybe... I don't know if there's anything you can do about that or if that is correct. But the dial-in number to listen, if you're not able to hear over the computer, should work, which is area code 760-569-7676. And then there's a PIN and access code, and that's 1929-19 and the pound sign. So hopefully that's working. And if you're not hearing, well, if you're not hearing the sound on the computer, you're probably not hearing me, but sometimes that goes down and you can just click the play button, put it on pause, put it on play, put it on pause, put it on play. And usually for that, for me, that works and makes it come back. So hopefully we'll get you all listening soon, if you're not already. So let's see, Ron, you wanted to talk about a few of the new clearings that have gone up recently. There are two new whole lifetime ones. There's the Crystal Skull clearing. Those of you who are listening Monday or Wednesday will have heard a little bit about this, but I know there's usually a few more people listening on the weekend, and you may not have heard. So there's a new whole life Crystal Skull clearing and a new Prosperity Empowerment clearing. They're each just $25 for your whole lifetime, so really, really generous price from Ron for us all. And I've actually done the Prosperity one a few times this week, and I'm getting good results already. I had a job come in today for the end of the month, so that was really nice. So, Ron, do you want to say anything about these two new ones?
Yeah, what they're for is to help you out. The skull clearing, crystal skull clearing, is for people who have come into contact with the skull, held a skull, walked by a store or place where the skulls are. And normally these things have alien transmissions in them. It might sound weird to the first-time caller, but they connect you to that energy. So that's about all that I can say. I'll do a clearing here for the crystal skull. And then we also have a prosperity clearing up. And so both of these will take away, the reason why I put up her whole lifetime is so that they'll go through your years of living here and disconnect you from the energies. And you may want to do these more than one time, okay? But we'll just do a sample here. So naturally, none of you probably maybe heard about the crystal skulls when you were at the age of 11. So I'm going to pick the age 11 just because it's a number. No significance to it, just that we're going to be using 11 here. Yeah, although it could be, who knows. But here we go. And we'll clear away this crystal skull courting alien energy to you at the age of 11. You may not have even known about skulls back then. Here we go. One, two, but your body may have had that connection to them through your ancestry, your genetics. So one, two, three, four, five, six, and I guess the phone line just went off or something. Maybe you could check it, Seth, if you're listening, for people who are calling in wanting to listen. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, ship, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. So just see how you're feeling. Remember, you probably never knew about those. They weren't really advertised too much, typically through mainstream New Age metaphysics. So if you feel an energy being released from you, that's very good. That's because you were hooked up. So the thing is not to be hooked up. Remember, anything that hooks up to you is of darkness because the light doesn't hook anybody up. You already have it with you. And so as you listen to more of these programs, you're going to start to realize that this show is about empowering you with your spirit. And then you may have to decide that maybe what your belief system has been may not be correct. So remember, this is why you're still here. You're only here because you didn't ascend 2,000 years ago. So hopefully we're going to help you out this time around. At least get your spirit out of here. Do the barcode on your spirit so that it can be found at ascension time. You don't want to go sideways to a dark side universe. So back to you, Carrie. We can do a prosperity one here. Let's just be a sample. So I'll just pick 1 month out of a year. Let's just pick the same age of 11. Maybe you were out doing cookie sales or something and wondered why either you were not doing well or maybe you did very well. But let's do a clearing. We'll do a clearing, let's see. I guess that would probably be maybe in, let's say July. We'll say July 4th. That's a good day. July 4th, doing your little cookie sale out in the street with maybe having lemonade. And we're going to clear away this energy here that could have prevented you from making your landfall at age 11. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, that back then is probably maybe a couple of pennies for lemonade and maybe a nickel for a cookie or something. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Maybe somebody could call BBS and see if Seth can maybe put up the phone line number again here, because there are some people that are not able to listen.
I am trying that, Ron. Please have them stop calling.
Okay. So you doing good with that, Seth?
Well, I'm working on it.
Okay. So thank you, Seth. So here we go. Let's do another time here. So you could outfeel the energies. I'll put it back over to you, Carrie, and maybe you could select a particular a day for prosperity.
Okay. Well, let's think. Maybe the day that we all went for our first job interview or our first day at our first job. Either
okay.
of those.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You know, that brings up something. It's very possible that your first job, maybe it was not very good. Maybe you made less money than you thought that you needed. And very possibly that could be an emotional energy that could be carried through your whole lifetime because you had a bad experience with your first job. So... that might be something that you may want to consider maybe doing a timeline crash on from the past, okay? So that's one way to look at it, or go in and do your unlimited emotional clearing and maybe put that in. because that could bring forth a pattern that the dark side wants you to do. So, interesting. Back to you, Carrie.
Well, maybe even just the realization that now you're entering decades ahead of you where you have to work every day, you know? And how daunting that must feel like if you look at it that way. So there's probably quite a bit of potential yucky stuff there. So I'm just going to switch gears here a little, Ron, real quick before I forget and before we get too many things typed up. My fast chat keeps going blank, so I'm waiting for it to come back. But at the beginning of the show, you were doing that travel-related timeline crash. And since it is Paranormal Fridays, Kathy is listening to the show, and she's out of town at the moment, traveling, and she's actually in Canada, and she doesn't have any international phone calling from where she's staying. Otherwise, she'd be calling in and asking this, so I thought I would ask it for her. She's staying in a hotel where Howard Hughes used to live. Apparently, he lived there for 4 years, and some of the people that work in the hotel are scared to go in the room that he lived in. So she's wondering if his emotional body or the ghost of Howard Hughes is still hanging around. So I'm wondering if, on the theme of travel and paranormal for this evening, Ron, you'd like to do a clearing on that.
Yeah, we'll take away his emotional body. That way it won't torment anybody, and it should not be here anyway. So we'll do that, do a favor for that body. So here
Great.
We go. We'll play that emotional body for him. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that one should be gone. So
Great.
Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Tina has a question about clearings on the website, and she's asking if it's possible or advisable to run two at the same time, two different unrelated clearings. Like if you did the, if you were doing, let's say, a timeline crash and you wanted to do, let's say, your whole life fear body or something. I'm just picking two. She hasn't mentioned those, but. Can you do
For some people, that's fine. I would not do over four of them at once, personally. Remember, your body is going through changes when these happen. So you're taking away densities out of your body. So mentally, you might think, oh, man, I want to do 100 of these things. Well, you could be stressing out your body a whole lot. So remember, you need to realize that, you know, your body is what's going through it. And your body doesn't normally talk to you. Muscle testing doesn't always work 100%, but you could muscle test yourself and just see. But when you're in it in the moment, your body will go through changes. So is your body prepared for this clearing? You don't know. That's why I say don't do too many of them. Your mind might say, oh, yeah, no problem whatsoever. Well, that's the mind. That's not your body. So that's why I don't recommend too much. For most people, because you could get very tired, you could feel drained as the energy leaves you, as your body has to prepare itself to rebuild its cells, to bring forth light back into it again. Remember, when you have negativity taken from you, you will probably feel tired because it's leaving your body. And once it leaves, then you have to get built up again. That's why you want to do spirit infusion. So it's very important, you know, to be aware of that. So we're having a another clearing being put online here. So this will be up shortly. I'll just mention this here. I'm putting up the sensory clearing, and it may be up within maybe a few days here. And the sensory clearing is your past life is that deals with, like, emotions. And we're adding some extra things to it where you can actually type in emotions into it, like fear and anger, betrayal. I'm putting one on there which has to do with, it's not sexual dysfunction. It's sexual problems or something like that. Because some people in this lifetime could have a problem with meeting people. Maybe they're afraid to meet people, the opposite sex. It could also be maybe they were beaten by the same-sex person or even the opposite sex, so they, you know, have a problem and they don't want to see people whatsoever of that gender. So that'll be on there, and then there'll be an entry box where you can actually type in something else. So we'll see what happens. So if you have done this clearing from me personally in the past, when this clearing comes up, let me know, and I will be. I'll give you the codes so that you can go back in there if you wish and do a little more clearing on it, because it'll be a little more involved than what I've been doing from the past. So you can actually zero in on some issues. So it's kind of like a seven-generational one, but it goes back through your lineage. So that'll be available for people who've had the clearing before in the past, and if not, you can do it in the future. That's one of the key ones that I recommend. You know, remember, I was only doing the emotional body and the mental body. Then I would do sensory, number three, and then the four and one. That's what I started off doing. So this will be able to actually go deeper. So if you have had it in the past from me, you know, years ago or whatever, or more recently, maybe even the last couple months, then, you know, you need to know also, if you're brand new to this doing it, you need to send me an email after you pay for it or call me. And typically an email is best, creationlightship@yahoo.com. And I can tell you the time or the year, I should say, that you incarnated. So if you incarnated, say, at, maybe you're a young person and you've only been here for like 35,000 years, which is kind of unusual. Normally people are older than that. But if that's the case, then you go in there and you just stop at 35,000 years. And that's the way it works. And we're going to probably have maybe the first, I don't know, maybe 100 years at a time, possibly for the first 1,000 years or a couple thousand, so that you can actually feel the energies get released from you. And then after that, it'll go 1,000 years at a time, which is why I call it the sensory clearing. So anyway, it's just a way to get more densities released from you. And like I said, if you've done it in the past, you know, with me, then definitely let me know when the healing gets up, and I'll send you the code so you can do or redo the clearing and maybe put more of the, you know, checkbox on it so you can go a little bit further. So anyway, that's what we're doing. Hopefully it'll be up in the next week. So we'll see, and I'll let you know, on the BBS programs when it comes up. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and the sensory clearing is for your spirit, right, Ron? I just wanted to make that clear in case anyone who's listening hasn't heard about it before.
And well, we're having information put forward within probably a week also on the Morgellons illness. We had a person have some wonderful healings done on that, so there'll be some information there in text form that you can read with a link. So if you know somebody who has that illness, you can maybe send them the link, and there's some clearings that help this one person in the process here. So it'll be on the website maybe in a week. You can just click on it, maybe on the left-hand side with the word Morgellons on it, and you might be able to help some of your friends out. And it'd be a nice testimonial also along with this here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, great. So Pauline is asking for a clearing for frustration. I think that was one of the first timeline crashes that I was ever doing, was that. So
let's do a timeline crash for frustration. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Wow. That's kind of, with me, it feels like it's in the back of my neck. I don't know, but back to you, Carrie.
I feel it in the front of mine.
Kind of,
yeah, I do. Yeah.
This is a good thing here. So you don't know where these energies are stored in your body. So, you know, you could feel it in your toes or, you know, anywhere. So remember, somehow these energies are stored, but you have no way of knowing where it is. And it could be anywhere. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, my Soz chat's playing up a bit. I can't get it to come to the current page. So, Ron, while I'm trying to do that, maybe do you want to do a space-time crash for that, the one you just timeline crashed, frustration?
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, this is bringing you back from the beyond, though, if you didn't come back during the timeline crash. Remember, you're floating out there in space. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you may feel a little strange, which is possible. Most people feel strange during the space-time crash. So if that's true, just know that that's normal for a while. So, Carrie, back to you.
All right. I think I heard a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yes. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Larry. Yeah, you're coming through loud and clear.
Okay. I originally called about the chemtrails, but then I got this alien attack on my right hand, since I'm calling about that. But I'm asking about the chemtrails that... It seems like the aliens are attacking worldwide, everybody on the planet, with these chemtrails. They're dumping tons of millions of pounds of the chemtrails on the people. And I got a dose of it about a week ago, and I got dizzy. The window fan brought it into my home, and I got dizzy from that. And since then, I've been keeping my windows closed so that I don't get it pulled in by a fan or an air conditioner or something. And... they've been attacking at about 2 o'clock in the morning, every third day or so. It's very consistent. So I've been protecting myself like that. And then I'd like to ask a healing for this alien who is attacking me because I'm apparently talking about this and he's upset. Can I get a healing about my right hand?
So Larry, I think Ron has gotten disconnected. Are you there, Ron? Are you back on yet?
Got on again. So here we go.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Back removal for people that know where the aliens are connected to them. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Larry, let's hope that helps.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Larry.
So, back to you, Carrie. All right, we're
okay.
About 20 minutes left, so...
Yeah.
Allow Collins tonight. Anybody else have any paranormal stuff going on?
Yeah, so if anyone else would like to call in, I'll read out those numbers again. We're on Station 2, so it's 888-429-54... I'm giving the wrong one out. Oh, no, I'm not. That's the 800, sorry. 888-429-5471... or area code 530-413-5471. 4511 or 4515 should both work. I just tried to type something into the fast chat, and as usual, it's not letting me. So if anyone wants to put those up, that would be great. Thank you. So, Ron, Tina has a question going back to the century clearing that you were mentioning is going up online, and she's asking, if we did the century clearing with the 4-in-1, do we pay for an unlimited when it's posted? So is there going to be an unlimited to that, or is it just a one-time deal where you just do it and it's done, or how will that work?
In the past, it's just been a one-timer. Since we have the additional energies in there from the past, I may put it up as an unlimited, so you can go back if you need to on an issue. So that might be good.
Okay.
We have the 7 generations going back, but you've been here longer than that by far. So, you know, if you feel like you have an issue, like we talked about going to work, and that could also be being a slavery issue, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Possibly, you know, you could have this issue 5,000 years ago, right? And so you could go in there and type in slavery and put it into your century clearing. So, yeah, I probably will do the unlimited. That's a very, very good idea. So the unlimiteds are $50. And so just, you know, let me know, and we can go from there. But it'll be up hopefully in about a week. We're just talking about it, what to put on there now and stuff. So it'll help out people that way, too. So it's one way to kind of nip in the bud maybe a core issue that you're dealing with. So remember, we all have some kind of core issue because we're still stuck here. And maybe that core issue holds you to the earth. I don't know. You know, I guess the main core issue is the aliens here. But aside from that, they, you know, keep coming, and we keep coming too. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I think I heard another beep. Anybody on the line?
Yes, there is.
Hi.
Well, what's your name and what state are you calling from?
Hi,
is it Shannon?
Is it Shannon?
I got a question for Ron. I've been working on the space, just the space clearings this past week, and I was wondering if you could explain the multiple dimensional energies better. I think I know what the parallel lives are, but I thought that there was no such thing as dimensions.
The parallel lives are the dimensions, the energy that the aliens create for us. So on the light shift, there's no such thing as dimensions, okay? Because there's no hierarchy to anything. But here we have that because the dark side needs a way to put into order into their file system, we could call that, just like on your computer, your programs, you know, a way to categorize all their stuff. So, yes, we do have on the website things that deal with the darkness in multi-dimensions and also parallel lifetimes. So, yeah, that would probably be the same wording, you know, as I'm talking here, because the energies that would be in a parallel life could be another lifetime in another dimension that you don't see. And it can also be on the same dimension here, but in a different parallel life. So I guess it's both valid. So basically, a parallel life is a lifetime that you're living that you really know nothing about because you're abducted onto that. Remember, they don't give you that experience. Just think if you had all the experiences of maybe a couple hundred lifetimes at one time, your brain would be saturated and you'd probably go crazy, which is probably why there are a lot of people, you know, in the different houses that deal with people who, you know, see things and then they get drugged because they're seeing too much. So that's what happens there. So this is why they don't do that. They just allow you to know what's here or to give you, you know, information about what's here, giving you a movie script to see, but you're not seeing all the other ones that you're involved with unless you have a bleed-through, which is like deja vu. Then you know that you were somewhere else because you had the script played. So So it's kind of like a record playing in the old days, and there's a scratch on the record on one of the grooves, and you kept and you reheard the same part of the song over again. And you go, wow, okay, well, that's what deja vu is that you're able to, there's probably a glitch could be in their system too. But that's it, because you are living multiple lives at once, and it could be also multiple dimensions as they categorize and put you into a file system to sort your energy out. So I hope that helpful information was good for you.
It is. Guess I was just thinking about what, because it seemed like it came up a lot, and like I went back to all the really weird places that I had felt, you know, and tried to do some clearings with it, and that one intuitively came up a lot to be cleared. So would that be like an abduction point also too then?
Yeah. Oh, yes. All parallel lifetimes are when you're abducted. So
those
what's the
really
place
weird
of you here, you know, since you live in a life each day and your friends see you, you know, and maybe they just stop time for you, you know. Because you don't know when time gets stopped and turned back on again. So you could be driving your car or eating your food or doing anything. They could just stop time, abduct you, and you're just in the pause mode. You could be in pause mode for years. And then so could everybody else. And from there, then, you know, you come back, but you're still maybe having that fork of food next to your mouth, and you just continue on with the movie script, you know, and the scene that's playing, the projector starts, and you don't know what happened because you were turned off, and then you turned back on again. So that's what happens.
Okay.
That's reality here. And the
All
more
right,
you know, same. You know, it gets to be kind of disconcerting, and you wonder, when is it ever going to stop? But that's why we have clearings to empower you. To get yourself out of a lot of this mind matrix stuff, the dark side energies.
So, Shannon, did you have a clearing request while you're on?
I'm sorry, Carrie, who did you say?
I just wondered if you had do you have a request for a clearing or anything while you're on? I know you've asked about your lungs before. How are they doing? Do you need anything, any work done there?
Oh, this is Janice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Shannon. I'm sorry. I get your voices mixed up. So, Janice, do you have a clearing that you would like before you...
Actually, you know, since you've mentioned it, Gary, I really do. Last week, Ron, when we did all those really heavy crashes last Friday, something shifted in my left ear, and ever since then, I feel like I just want to reach in and pull out some wires. I've been hearing crackling noises in it, and I've been trying to clear it on the alien attack page, and nothing seems to be working. So I was just wondering if you had an insight on what could be going on with my ear, left ear.
Okay, we'll see about ear implants. So here we go. We can take these out. Everybody else can see if you feel anything. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Pulling it out here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Janice. Sorry I got you mixed up there. So let's see. We've got about 10 minutes left. I think before I forget, I just want to mention that there are a couple more of Ron's 8-hour Sunday calls coming up, and you also get some free clearings thrown in with that, and the one that Ron is doing this month is the one that he did last month also, the new parallel life timeline and space line crash, which is not up on the website yet, but is something that Ron has done samples of on the show over the last several weeks. And let's see, there are two Sundays left, right, Ron? Is that right? I'm just trying to think where we are in the month. Okay. All right. And if you haven't come on those before, the cost is $200. And if you have a spouse or somebody that you live with, a second person, that is just they can come on just for $100. And then kids living at home, 18 and under, are free, and your pets are free, and you can bring your gardens and your house plants and anything else like that up that you would like. Send Ron an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com if you'd like to get onto that 8-hour Sunday call. There are two more left, the next two Sundays, and if you're not able to be on the call, part or all of the call, you can go on absentee. Just let Ron know you want to do that, and you'll be taken up with the rest of us. So there was a question, Ron, while you were talking about the timeline crashes. M had a question about asking how do the timeline crashes affect the physical environment that you're in? And I don't think we've ever really talked about that, so that was kind of an interesting question. I wanted to make sure I snuck that in.
It could change. You could even have a change in maybe smell around you. It all depends what you brought back. Remember, your body may have this connected to it. So maybe you're wearing some old clothing that looked like what you're wearing now, and you came back and your clothes is kind of reeking of something. You don't know where it came from. Well, maybe it's been on the hook in the basement for, 10 years, and you put it on and it has an odor to it. So you might check that. If you wonder why sometimes that could happen, well, it's because it's probably something that was around someplace else besides where you have it now. You might have a different fragrance in the room, whatever that would be. It's possible that maybe your skin might even feel different. Maybe you've been out in the sun too much in the Beyond, and you came back here and you wonder why. Maybe you have a suntan some days. Maybe your eyes might feel fatigued. Maybe you're looking up at the sun on these fabricated places that the dark side has cloned. All this is possible. Remember, there's a lot of people who go out. They don't know what's happening. They wake up with a scar on their body. What's that about? Well, your guess is as good as mine. You already know the answer to that one. Sometimes you might wake up with aches or pains. Maybe you might have something going on with your body. It could be a rash that you got instantly. Didn't know where that came from. So all these are possible because it happened on a parallel life, and somehow maybe your spirit brought it back here, or maybe your body was actually abducted. And where you were, who knows, okay? The one that you think is you living life here. Remember, because you still have to make a paycheck. You could have been gone for a week, and your clone of you is doing that. Maybe your friends talked to you afterwards, and maybe you came back after a week, and they start saying what you did, maybe a strange behavior. Or you go to work, and let's just say that maybe you're a carpenter, right? So you're a carpenter, and maybe you're doing framing or something. And you went to a house maybe a week ago, and you started your framing, and then you continued on because you weren't here, because the plumber was doing it for you. And then you come back, and you go to work the next Monday, and you look at it, and you go, wow, that house is all framed. That's interesting, And you got to search back into your memory. Gee, where was I? Did I really frame this house? Or, wow, this thing now has a wall in place or maybe sheetrock or something on it. And you kind of don't really understand that too much because you just think that you spaced out or something or, maybe you partied too much during the weekend or whatever. But, you weren't here. Now you got to understand what happened. And your friends might even say, gee, remember the time that you're doing this here and you hit your finger and it really hurt? And they go, how's your finger doing? And you go, what do you mean? You go, well, you hit your finger with a hammer, last Thursday. And you look at your finger and it's fine. You go, well, I don't know. It feels fine now. But you don't go any further than that. You don't really question. You just figure that these are just situations that occur. So this may sound familiar to all of you out there. and that's because you weren't here. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have a request for a stings and bites sample from Sonia, who got bitten, and her daughter got bitten, too, today.
Ah, the aliens are after you.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. So, let's get these. The first thing, the sting and bite, so that would probably be the poisons you want to get released. Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, man. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I'm yawning. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll go a step further. Let's just assume that, when they bit you, that they impregnated you with a species, okay? And you're probably going, uh-oh. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And after all, that's probably what an infection could be. An alien species in there, and your body's trying to get rid of it. You need the alien spray, alien toxic spray. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Wow.
So what you may want to do is go on the alien attack page, go into the parasitic life form, might be a write-in box there, and type in what you may know what bit you, possibly, and see that as being alien, because aliens are all that bite us. So, and then you want to get rid of the infections. You may, if it gets to be bad, you may want to do the infection clearing, possibly. But I'm just kind of giving suggestions here. But I would go into the alien attack page, since everything that bites, like ticks and wasps and stuff like that, is an alien life form. And maybe they could be you. They could be taken out of time instantly. The aliens could take that wasp, we'll say, or the mosquito, put onto its little stinger, an alien infection, life forms to come into your body to live with inside of you, and then that thing gets comes to you, and its job is to sting, and that's what it does, or bite. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and there also is the bites and stings clearing that I think went up last summer, and that there's, there are various sections that you go through in that clearing, and one of them is, I think, there's the actual poison, the physical poison, and I think there's the other form of the poison, the invisible energy one. I'm trying to remember. I'm not sure if there is or not, but there's also, I think, an infection section in that. I did that recently for my cat for flea bites, and now that I'm talking about it, I'm blanking out a bit, but I know there are many sections to that clearing, so that's a good one to do, too, if you've been bitten by something physical. So we're getting close to the end here, so I'll just give the number again for the Q&A. I'm not able to type in, and so if anyone would do that for me, that would be great, into the fast chat, and the number is 646-519-5800, and then the PIN number is 9009, and then the pound sign. So 646-519-5800-900-pound. And let's see. Do we have to get off, Ron, or have we got another minute?
Probably got another minute here.
Okay. So I guess, yeah, the bites and stings, I think, is $20 a month. Somebody had a question. Oh, yeah. If you would check, Ron, for beings that want to go to the light. You used to do that clearing quite a bit on the show. I guess it was the darkness to light clearing.
Okay,
Lisa,
here we
is
go.
Asking about that.
That's good. So, one, these are ones that are crawling around inside of you here that would like to go to the light. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, well, 9, 10, a lot of them are leaving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if everybody would like to yawn, that would help me out a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, okay. So, let's go to the Q&A here next here. So we have a Q&A call coming up, 646-519-5800, pin number 9009, hit the pound sign. So we'll be on that in about 5 minutes here. And this is for people who have creation light shift questions, don't know what the show is about, want to know about different healings, etc. And we can also have people talk about them who are on. And then after that, we can turn it over to people who just want to ask general questions about different things. So we'll be on for an hour, and if you wish to call in, by all means, call in and just speak. If you wish to use the fast chat here, it'll be up also, and we can monitor that. So signing off, everybody. Tomorrow night is Saturday, and our show's back on Station 1. Saturday night live on the light ship, and we'll be doing physical healings. You'll be beamed up to the light ship in physical body form. So don't worry if you're in your bathtub, they'll put a gown on you. So here we go. We'll be signing off. Blessings. Thank you, Carrie. And see you on the call hopefully in a few minutes here. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thanks, Ron. Good night, everyone. Thanks for typing the number in, Pauline. Good night.
Good night.